go, here we go.
Here is another senseless survey from Darren Wackhead Simpson on KFM Mornings.
KFM Mornings.
All right, census survey time. How many questions will I ask an unsuspecting victim this morning? I must tell you, the final question, I just couldn't, I couldn't help myself.
Is that where it all falls apart?
Yeah.
There's always that one question, that put down question.
Mm. Okay, how many questions will I ask this morning, Sherlyn Barnes?
Seven questions.
Seven. Seven, get him up.
Eight questions.
Eight. Rumi is calm.
I'm going with 10.
10. Producer Brad?
15.
15.
I'm just waiting for the person who will hang up on you after like two questions.
That's never happened before.
Never happened. South Africans stay on the line.
Yeah, never happened. You see, because also, I phone these people at like 5:30 in the morning.
No, man.
No, but they're working. They're like working at a hotel.
Right.
Because I know that's when they've got the most time.
So you're bothering all of the receptionists?
Yes. You call it bothering. I call it entertaining. All right. No more takers on the WhatsApp telephone. Here is this morning's census survey.
Today.
Good day. How are you, ma'am?
How can I help you?
I'm phoning from the Census Bureau. I'm just wondering if you've got 30 seconds of your time to answer a survey for your country.
One second, please. Oh, no, the rest of your day. Sorry about that, sir.
Okay. How much money do you spend a year on laxatives?
Sorry, how much money do you spend a year on?
Laxatives.
Laxatives?
Yeah.
I don't spend anything on that, sir.
Do stairs in your house go up or down?
The stairs go up.
How many fingers am I holding up?
Two.
Almost. If you were a pirate, which shoulder would you keep your parrot on?
On my right.
Are you currently suffering from an ice cream headache?
I've got a headache, but not an ice cream headache.
Do you wish you could sharpen your teeth?
No.
Would you be willing to try a new cereal called Colonoscopy Krispies?
Yes.
What is the opposite of opposite?
Opposite.
Yeah, what is the opposite of opposite?
Opposite.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean. What is the opposite of opposite?
I don't know, sir.
Which movie is more a reflection of your life, Predator or Titanic?
Titanic.
If you have only one eye, do you think you could still get double vision from drinking too much?
Yes.
Ma'am, do you know that if somebody has a temperature of over 40 degrees for a week, you could cook a thin slice of meat on their bum hole? Okay, it's just the guys laughing quite clearly.
I actually need to hear that question again. What?
I missed that as well.
I can't repeat it again. Just roll
the clip. Where are you going with that? A dark place, that's for sure.
Yeah, where the sun don't shine. If you missed that last question, it's for a week. You could
hold on,
cook
just go back a little bit.
Oh no, that thin slice.
Ma'am, do you know that if somebody has a temperature of over 40 degrees for a week, you could cook a thin slice of meat on their bum hole?
No, man. Ay, ay, ay.
You see, maybe it's just the guys.
Put down.
It's one for the boys.
Medium rare.
That would be 5 days.
Oh, yeah.
At
science.
40 degrees.
That's science. Oh, no. Oh, no.
No, but it's a fact, though.
Is it a fact?
Have we let you run too wild with senseless survey?
No, never.
Okay. It's just the guys.
Brad, you are enjoying this too much.
Also, why meat, though? Anyway. So many other foods. I don't like that. I don't like that, actually. No.